Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Verse Number 30. Gitam Bhagavata Gyanam Yatat Sangrama Murdhani Kala Karma Tamo Rudam Punar Adyagamat Prabhu. Translation: because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case, and again he became lord of his senses. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A conditioned soul is enwrapped in his fruitive activities by the force of eternal time. But the Supreme Lord, when he incarnates on the earth, is not influenced by Kala or the material conception of past, present, and future. The activities of the Lord are eternal, and they are manifestations of his Atma Maya, or internal potency. All pastimes or activities of the Lord are spiritual in nature, but to the layman, they appear to be on the same level with material activities. It also appeared that Arjuna and the Lord were engaged in a battle of Kurukshetra, as the other party was also engaged. But factually, the Lord was executing his mission of incarnation and association with his eternal friend, Arjuna. Therefore, such apparently material activities of Arjuna did not drive him away from his transcendental position, but on the contrary, revived his consciousness of the songs of the Lord as he sang them personally. This revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita 18:65 as follows: Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru mam evaisasi satyam te pratijane priyosmi. One should think of the Lord always. The mind should not forget him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances unto him. One who lives in that fashion becomes undoubtedly endowed with the blessing of the Lord by achieving the shelter of his lotus feet. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth, because Arjuna was his confidential friend and the secret was disclosed to him. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in the execution of his mission only, and therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. And by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in New Mayapur, which is in France. It's the farm that's connected to the Paris temple, but it's about at least 3.5 hours away from Paris. And during that lecture, he quoted this verse: Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru mam evaisasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage and respect to me. If you do this, I promise you, you become dear to me and you will come back to me. So, the promise word is satyam te, I promise you. So, one devotee asked Prabhupada a question. He said, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for so many years, but I'm not feeling really happiness. So Prabhupada said, oh? He said, Man Manabhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yajimam Namaskuru. Mamivaisisi Satyam Te Praktijani Priyosime. He said, if you do this, then Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitam Vidam Uttamam Pratyaksa Bhagavan Dharmam Susakam Kartam Abhiman. You must be happy. But the devotee went like this. So Prabhupada says, Man Manabhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yajimam Namaskar Mami Vaisisi Satyam Te Pratijani Priyosime. He said, if you do this, you must be happy. He said, and if you are not happy, it's because there is some fault in doing this. So he repeated this mantra, this verse, 3-4 times. And he pointed out that if after chanting Hare Krishna for so many years you're still not happy, it's because there's a fault in your practice. Either you're not following all the regulative principles, or you're being negligent, or you might have committed some offenses to the holy name or to devotees. But there's a fault somewhere. That's why you're not feeling happy. But if you follow properly, then you will feel happy, because Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And Krishna says, susukam kartam avyayam. This process is full of happiness. So, Prabhupada, in this verse, the verse first of all says that it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. So, what does he mean by that? Well, when a person is Krishna conscious, it's because they're always remembering Krishna. So, and following and remembering his instructions, they follow his instructions. However, sometimes people become negligent by skipping things or not exactly doing things in the right way. And that begins, then they go on a slippery slope going downward, and they don't feel happiness. They feel frustrated. Now, why does someone feel frustrated? Because they have material desires that are not satisfied. So as soon as a person wants something material or expects something material from devotional service, their unhappiness begins. Because you can never have everything you want. It's not possible. And by wanting one material thing, it leads you to want another material thing, which leads you to want another material thing. And so it's an unending series or a sequence of wants or desires. So, therefore, it says, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na-sochiti na-kangsati. When one is a liberated soul, they're completely satisfied by virtue of their knowledge and realization of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they don't need anything else. They don't need any artificial thing outside of knowledge acquired knowledge and realization. And so, there's no more sochiti and kankshati. Sochiti is lamentation because someone has lost something material that they were enjoying. And kankshati is desiring something for their sense of enjoyment. So one is free of that, of sochiti and kankshati. And samak sarve bhutesu. They are equal to all living entities. In other words, they offer respect to all living entities because they understand that every living entity has an eternal relationship with Krishna. Every living entity is the eternal part and parcel of the Lord. Mamayavam sa jiva mutat jiva loka sanatanam. They are sanatanam. And so, with all these understandings, the devotee is prasanatma, is satisfied in the self. He doesn't need anything outside of himself. But himself includes Krishna as Paramatma, which is in the soul. So these are essential realizations of the devotee. And the satisfaction within the self is a very important point. And this is explained also in the sixth chapter, where it says that, let's see, jnana vijnana triptatma kutasto vijitendriya yukta iti uchyate yogi shamalostrasma kanchana. A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he's fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it is pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same. So, this fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization, that's the main point. And how does that happen? It's by regularly hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and regularly reciting them, and regularly remembering them, and regularly following the instructions. So, Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna directly. And it seemed like he was lamenting the absence of Krishna. Yudhisthira noticed this seeming morosity in Arjuna. But if that was a fact, if he was actually lamenting like that, then he would have been, let's say, forgetful of Krishna's instructions. What is Krishna's instructions? Well, in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says that asochyanam vasochastvam pragnavatam stubhase gatasama gatasama cha nanasochyantik pandita. He says, the Supreme Personality of God said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. So, Arjuna was lamenting before the battle of Kurukshetra. He actually had tears in his eyes. And he made an impassioned plea to the Lord that he should not fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. But Krishna didn't accept it. So as soon as Arjuna accepted Krishna as his guru, karpanya dosapata sambhava pichami tvam dharma samudhacheta yat sheyasyan nisitam bruhitan me sisyaste ham sadimam tvam prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty, that is his dharma, right? My duty, and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple, and a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me. So this is Arjuna's surrender to Krishna. Even though he was bewildered, even though he was confused, even though he said no to Krishna, still, because he's a devotee in heart, he surrendered to the Lord and asked the Lord to clear his mind of his doubts by asking questions. Whenever you have a doubt, you should ask a question submissively to the spiritual master or spiritual masters. And that's the difference between a person who is a devotee and a person who's not a devotee. A person who's a devotee will always go to a spiritual authority and express their doubt and ask for a clarification. And someone who's not a devotee, they think they know everything. They don't need anybody else's advice, especially some spiritual teacher. If they want some advice, they'll take a seminar on how to become free of stress. Every speaker that comes to Microsoft is giving a seminar on how to become free. Is that right, Prabhu? It's all called complete nonsense. Their stress is never over by those seminars, you know. And they do all these things, you know. They say, well, we'll break up into little groups and you can connect with each other, you know. That's their one. Yeah. And now we'll play some games where you have to, you know, cooperate with each other. And this and that. It's all nonsense. Complete nonsense. Never works. You know, after the seminar, everyone says, oh, now I know, you know, now I know. But that nothing has changed. You see, even the devotees, they go to Microsoft to give lectures on how to become free from stress. Is that right? They do the same thing, right? The whole thing is nonsense. You want to become free of stress? Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskru. Mam evasisi satyam te pratijane priyosime. You become dear to Krishna by always thinking of him, remembering him, worshipping him, becoming his devotee. Now, that's the point. Becoming his devotee. Right? Did they mention that in the class? In the stress classes? No, they don't mention that. That's the most important thing. And offering one's homage and respect to the Lord. So, therefore, Krishna told Arjuna, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. So, it looked like Arjuna had forgotten that. That's what it's saying in this verse. But, factually, it was not the case. And again he became lord of his senses. That's the blessing. That's what makes someone happy, when you can control your mind and your senses. And they act under your will. You're not acting under their will. It's like you have control of the reins of the five horses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. Right? And, of course, mind, intelligence, and so forth. Okay, so this purport is very important because it explains how we can actually always be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada says, one should think of the Lord always. The mind should not forget him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances unto him. One who lives in that fashion, one who lives in that fashion, what is that? Thinking of the Lord, becoming a devotee of the Lord, remembering the Lord's instructions, following the Lord's instructions, offering obeisances to the Lord, surrendering to the Lord, you know, all these things, is living in that fashion. Such a person becomes undoubtedly endowed with the blessing of the Lord. So sometimes people come up to me and say, please give me your blessings. Well, you really want the blessings. Here's the way. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mam evaisisi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Become dear to the Lord by doing these things. Man mana. Always thinking of the Lord. Mad bhakto. Becoming his devotee and remaining his devotee. Madbhakto, madhyaji, worshipping the Lord. And you worship the Lord by serving the deities, you worship the Lord by serving the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, by listening to them and engaging proactively in that listening. It's not simply listening in one ear and out the other, but listening and clicking with realizations, and also and whenever there's a doubt, asking significant questions. So, one should live in that fashion, and undoubtedly they're endowed with the blessing of the Lord by achieving the shelter of his lotus feet. Always remembering the Lord means you're taking shelter, ashraya, at his lotus feet by always remembering the Lord. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth because Arjuna was his confidential friend. The secret was disclosed to him. That's why it says, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. Guhyam means the greatest secret. And this is the greatest knowledge. Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It's completely pure. And it's above all ignorance and all darkness. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmam. It gives direct perception of who you are in relationship with Krishna. And what is your duty in life? It's to serve Krishna. Through devotion, with devotion, not simply mechanically, but with devotion and love. Susukam kartam avyam, and it's full of happiness and bliss. Therefore, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Arjuna had no desire, so therefore the secret would be disclosed to us by not doubting the eternal truth of Bhagavad Gita as spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in the execution of the Lord's mission only. And therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. What is the mission of the Lord? Every town and village, this holy name of the Lord should be heard by all living entities. So that's the mission of the Lord in Kali Yuga, to spread the Sankirtan movement. Just like Narihari, he's going with the food truck, he sets up a carpet and a little altar, and has Bhagavad Gita, and has this harmonium, and there's cartels. We're going to add more things. We're going to get some shakers and instruments and a whole bunch of things. People get prasadam, and they also sit down if they want. Nobody's forcing them, and they can chant along Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And they can hear Bhagavad Gita and ask questions and get answers. See, it's very enticing. There's nothing aggressive about it. It's soft. It's gentle. Even the one of the directors of the University Heights Community Center, he wrote a letter, an email to Don, and he said, "I came the other day and I saw the food truck and there were a lot of people there." And there was one man sitting on the grass, and he was chanting, and it was a very nice atmosphere. He said, "Did you see that email?" "Yeah." He said, "It's a very nice atmosphere. It was very nice." He said, "It doesn't matter you were chanting Hare Krishna, but the atmosphere was nice. The whole scene was nice. People having food, and someone is chanting. Some people was chanting with you, and he saw that. He said it was very nice." So this is adjusting the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. And by doing this, one is sure to return back to home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are there any questions? Yes. There's more information about it here. Well, this one verse, 6th chapter, 8th verse, talks about triptatma. Triptatma means satisfied. Triptatma, satisfaction of the soul. Right? But there's more information about that. Let's see where it is here. Yeah. In the 5th chapter, verse number 24 and 25. Number 23, it says, starting with 22. it says, these are all beautiful verses. Yehi samsparsa jaboga dukkha yonaya evacha. Adi antavanta konteya na tesu ramante buddha. It says, an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses, O son of Kunti. Such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Yeah, because he wants pleasure that has no beginning and has no end. But all these material pleasures based on sense gratification have a beginning and an end, right? So, then the next verse, Sakno tihayiva yasudum prak sarira vimokshanat kama krodha bhavan vegam sayukta sasukinara. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world. So that's another aspect, right? Then, yo nata suko natar aramas tatantar jyotir evaya sayogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto adigachati. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the supreme and ultimately attains the supreme. So what is this happiness within? It's discovering that God is present in your heart. He's your best friend and best wisher. And he's closer to you than anyone else. There's no question of, oh, I feel lonely. Nobody likes me. I don't have any friends. Your best friend is right there in your heart. Instead of looking outside for your best friend, you should look inside. See? People are looking for happiness outside. So they go to Disneyland, and they go to Las Vegas, and they go to Yosemite Park, and they go here, and they go there. And it doesn't solve their problem. It's just like when you have a boil on your hand, you know, and it's burning and itching and painful. And you go like this, and you get a little bit of relief. But it doesn't change anything. So Yosemite and Disney World, I mean, one family took their kid to Disney World, and they put the kid on all the different rides, you know, and then it was starting to get dark, and they said, well, it's time to go home now. And the kid threw a tantrum. He started screaming, I don't want to go home. I want to go on another ride. I want to go. He started screaming and crying, and he was upset and completely in distress. You see? So, you know, it's like blowing on the boil. It doesn't solve any problem at all. See? So it only makes it worse. And then it says, and this is the clincher. Not the clincher. There's two more verses. Labhante brahma nirvanam rishaya sina kalmasaha china dvaida yatatmana sarvabhuta hiterataha. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts. See, dualities arise from doubts. You have a doubt. Oh, what's going to happen if Trump is elected again? Oh, Microsoft merged with Facebook. Oh my God, what's going to happen to my job? You know. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, I got a fever. Maybe I have corona. Oh, my kid's got the sniffles. You know, I'm not going to send him to school. I'm going to keep him at home. And, you know, everything, anytime there's a doubt, there's duality. You know, should I do this or should I do that? Right? So, those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. This should be our verse. We should focus on this verse. Fifth chapter, 25th verse. And then the next verse, kama krodha vimuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam Those who are free from anger and all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation in the Supreme in the very near future. So, here's the explanation. This is why people are not happy, because they're looking for happiness outside, and so they're looking inside. And you look inside, you see eventually, or you become convinced eventually, that Krishna is in your heart as the witness. So if he's seeing everything you do and hearing everything you say and knowing everything you're thinking, then you can't get away with anything. Therefore, you have to be careful. Just like one time I was driving in a car with a father and his daughter was in the back seat. And we were talking, this thing, that thing. And all of a sudden, I looked back to the daughter. I said, how would you feel if your dad was with you all the time, at school, in your bedroom, when you're talking on with a friend on the internet? She said, ooh, that would be weird. Well, yeah, it's weird because daddy or mommy is there hearing everything you say and everything you do. But wait a minute, Big Daddy is there. Big Daddy, Krishna, is in the heart hearing everything you say, everything you desire, everything you do, you see. So unless we come to realization of Big Daddy, Super Soul, Krishna in the heart, we're not civilized. We will do goofy things or even sinful things, thinking that we can get away with it because there's no witness. Of course, there's always a witness. So this is called Krishna consciousness. That's why it says here that, it says, man manobhava mad bhaktu madhyaji man naskru. We have to become conscious of Krishna. We have to become conscious of his presence always, that he is upadas chanamantra cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatme tichyapi ukte dehesmin purushak para. There's a very important verse, 13:22, that says, 23. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul, or more colloquially said, Big Daddy. So, if we become conscious of the Supersoul, we become a real person. And we become careful everything we do, and our doubts are eliminated. We're no longer troubled by duality, which is the cause of stress, and we become happy within. And nothing can disturb that happiness within. The happiness without can be disturbed, but the happiness within cannot be disturbed. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Yes.
To illustrate, as you said, unless we feel the presence of Big Daddy.
or Bara Pitaji.
Yeah.
Bara Pitaji.
It's a story. There was one teacher, I mean, a spiritual teacher, obviously. And he had two students.
So start all over again.
And one day wanted to test his students. He gave them apples, you know, apple to each.
Yeah.
And so you take this apple and you go and then you eat in a secluded place. Make sure nobody sees you.
Right.
Just make sure you're in a secluded place and nobody sees you. And then later on you come tell me. So all the students, they went there, and then some they hid somewhere, and in the private room, something, or nobody sees me, and then eat the apple. But one of the students, he couldn't eat his apple, and then he came back, and then he told his teacher. Teacher said, "Why did you eat? Everybody else ate, but you didn't eat your apple." He said, "Master, there's the presence of God everywhere, so there's nowhere I could hide, you know." So basically, that's being Christian conscious, to know that God is everywhere.
Yes.
We're never alone, you know. So that's your story. So the
nice story.
The student was very Christian conscious out of all the other students. And then second thing, Maharaj, the point you're making about, because the verse is about the mission of the Lord. The mission of Lord Krishna was Yada Yada Idarmasha Paritrayana Sarunam. That was the mission of Lord Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pritivitaya Shayatana Garikram. So this, like you mentioned about this going out, you know, outdoor preaching, you said to add a few things, but want to add more people. That means some families, some devotees that congregation, they should sometime drive over, spend even half an hour singing Hare Krishna, sitting there. That's what we did in New York. Most people used to come in the beginning, just the devotees after work, because we do in the evening, 6 to 8. So as people can, after work, they can drive there and then spend maybe 15, half an hour, 10 minutes.
The trouble is the COVID.
Well, if you have a big canopy.
That's the thing, you know, because, you know, people were asking Namarata, can we go on Sankirtan? So if you go on Sankirtan, then you have to quarantine when you come back.
I think if you have a big canopy, and then
we'll do it again. It's just that, you know, it's this thing. You know, all you need is one person to get sick, and then everyone would blame us, right?
Oh, I see.
Because we brought it back from the outside. So you have to be very careful. The more devotees go and sit down outside with the others, the more possibility there is. That, you know, if only one person goes, then, you know, if you bring the COVID back, we know who it is.
It's me.
We don't want that to happen. It's not that we want that to happen. We don't want it to happen. But there's less possibility.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a part of strategy.
But as soon as it's over, yes, we'll do it.
You have been known to sit down with like many of us. And this is where everybody can participate.
Yes.
And even just for 10 minutes. You know, like a family can come to the kid to sit down for a few minutes. It's a good way.
Well, we were doing that before, Prabhu. Don't think we were not doing that. We were doing that before.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm saying like now. But now you explain it, I understand.
Yeah.
That because of the situation.
Yeah.
We can't do that, but it would be nice.
Yeah.
I was excited to say that, but then I didn't realize about the situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is out of the subject today, but from yesterday we didn't finish. It's the only time we can discuss about it.
Yeah, sure.
When we yesterday mentioned about second enjoyer.
Yes.
Okay. But I understand that the Shastra says that the Supreme Lord is the enjoyer, is a bhokta. That's the Sanskrit word of enjoyer, is a bhokta. And the devotee is bhogya. Bhogya means enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do you fit in being the term enjoyed, a devotee being enjoyed, and being second enjoyer?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's enjoyer and enjoyed. How can you explain that?
Well, you offer food to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he offers it back to you as his prasad. Mm-hmm. And it says, when the spiritual master sees that the devotees are eating Bhagavad prasada, he becomes satisfied.
Mm.
So, and same with the Lord. When he sees that you're respecting prasadam, he's satisfied. And you are satisfied. You don't feel any satisfaction or happiness when you eat prasadam.
Well, I think this way I understand, according to terms of enjoyer and enjoyed, that is not actually me enjoying, the Supreme Lord enjoying.
Yeah, but you're also enjoying. you're also enjoying. And okay, here's the example. Not the example, here's a quote. One second. Well, when it says susukam kartam aveyam, you feel happiness. Right. Isn't that enjoying?
That because the Supreme Lord is happy.
Well, yeah, I'm not arguing with you, but you're the secondary enjoyer. So if there was no enjoyment, there's no question of a secondary enjoyment
okay.
or enjoyer. But you are actually experiencing happiness in connection with the Lord by receiving his prasad in different ways. Like, for example, Arjuna says, Nasta moha smritir labhva tat prasadat mayuchita. He says, now my illusion is gone, and I'm situated in my right position as your eternal servant. This is your best prasad. Tat prasadat mayuchita. He says, my illusion is now gone. I've regained my memory by your mercy. So this receiving the mercy of the Lord is the greatest prasad. You see? And it's not only in the form of sanctified food. It's in the form of getting rid of all doubts, being situated in devotional service, and also receiving prasadam. So there's a verse here. Okay. There's a purport here. Let me just find it. In the seventh chapter, where Prabhupada explains the difference between the mayavadis and the devotees. So, the mayavadis are engaged in, oftentimes, tapasya. So, therefore, they eat very, let's say, plain food. But the devotees, they offer the best food to Krishna, and Krishna offers it back to them, and they enjoy it. You see? It's going to take me a minute to find this.
Right.
Anyway, there is definitely this purport, and I'll find it in a minute. It just takes a little while. But anyway, it's Prabhupada is explaining the difference between the mayavadis and the devotees. Anyway, let me find it, and we'll end there.
Thank you. Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,